proclamation number 6794 dated the March 28, 1957.
Disputed question à Bougou humain manifestation.
Many objections will still be raised in the truth of that which was imparted to you from above through my spirit will often still be denied or doubted. And it is always adverse influence which slips in if it is not rejected, if the human being is not careful and regularly undergoes an honest self-inspection. All you humans can err where it concerns your intellectual thinking. You can come to false conclusions and pass faulty judgments, for as long as you live on earth you are not perfect and constantly subject to my adversary's temptations. And this is why no person shall place himself above another, for everyone is running the same risk and everyone shall keep an eye on himself. Nevertheless, an irrefutable truth exists, but whether you recognize it as such depends on your maturity of soul and not your sharpness of intelligence. And this irrefutable truth originates from me and can only be doubted again if it has been changed by human will, if the human being's intellect has become active again in order to then modify this pure truth from me and thus, through his own words, through his own thinking threatens the purity of my word. This should suffice you humans and caution you against combining my directly imparted word with human additions. And every objection can be refuted again because, wherever I am at work, I also provide total clarity. For I want to enlighten you humans, I want to illuminate your thinking and not plunge you into a new darkness. I also want to answer questions which are repeatedly asked, be it on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond. Because the belief is often at risk of faltering due to questions whose answers were unsatisfactory to you so far. And one such burning question relates to God's human manifestation in Jesus Christ. Anyone who is aware of the fact that I have made it my goal to deify everything that has been created by me, who knows what this deification consists of, also understands that the spiritual beings which remained faithful to me can only attain this deification if they not only prove themselves in beatitude but also in the abyss, because their free will has to be tested, and the passing of this test changes the living creation into a child of God, otherwise these angel beings would forever only be the bearers of my will, certainly in immeasurable bliss, but always just as the executors of my will and would not reach completely free independence. This is why so many of these angel spirits have taken the path across earth already, and many more will take it still in order to reach their final perfection. And soul of the man Jesus also took this path, which resulted in the highest goal, the deification, the complete union with God. Whatever took place in the kingdom of the spirits can only be illustratively portrayed to you humans, for you humans lack the appropriate concepts for the magnitude of the process of creation and the motives for the spiritual beings' apostasy from me. Nevertheless, my revelations correspond to the truth and your thinking will not be misguided if you adopt these revelations. Yet the one thing you ought to know is that you cannot personify me myself, that you cannot apply the same restrictions to me to which you are still subject, because you are not perfect yet, that therefore my human manifestation did not consist of the fact that a finite being merely surrounded itself with a shell of flesh, but that my all-encompassing spirit, which knows no boundaries, completely filled a human being who, like every other human being, established such close unity with me, that this deification therefore had taken place, that he became one with me, who totally filled him with my fundamental substance. For my fundamental substance is love. Love filled the man Jesus. Love had descended to earth, Love accomplished the act of salvation, love cancelled the guilt. And love itself became in the Savior Jesus Christ the visible deity. My WHOLE-OF-Infinity permeating spirit manifested itself in the man Jesus. God became a human being. The human being Jesus was God, for the Father and the Son had become as one. The essence of light and the elementary power of eternity had given itself a form in order to make all beings having emerged from it infinitely happy. Amen.